Our meditation tonight is called Accessing Your God Image, which comes from Jenna Ramirez's Altogether You. We're going to try a brief exercise to see if you can access your God image. We're going to do it together right now. But I've got to say, with great honor and gratitude, for any work your industrious parts might be doing, please respect your parts. If at any point anything experiential feels uncomfortable because your parts are getting activated, stop and do whatever healthy thing you need to do to take care of yourself. So become comfortable, turning your attention inward, and focus on your breath and what you are feeling and experiencing right now. Think of a person who mildly irritates you. Please don't choose your worst enemy or someone who has really hurt you badly. Be gentle. Keep it manageable. Maybe choose someone who's lied to you or a person who just gets on your nerves. Now imagine that person is in a room and you are outside the room looking in at them through a one-way window. Pause and use all of your senses to really notice this person in the room. Now gently check in with yourself. How do you feel toward them? Angry? Detached? Afraid? Judgmental? Once you know what you are feeling, shift your focus to that feeling and ask it if it would be willing to separate from you a little bit, just for a minute. Remember, you are outside the room. That person cannot see you. So it may sound a little weird to talk to a feeling like this, but let's continue. If, however, after you ask the feeling to separate or step back from you, you sense a withdrawal of the energy of that feeling, notice what emotion or thought comes up next about that person in the room. If the next thing that comes up for you is not curiosity, acceptance, and compassion, in other words, not coming from your God image, then acknowledge and ask that feeling or thought to separate as well. If you don't sense a fading of these emotions or thoughts, ask them what they are afraid would happen if they did step back. Those parts probably have a good reason not to want to move aside and leave you vulnerable to that person again. Keep in mind that sleepiness, distraction, or wandering thoughts, worry that you're not doing it right, and skepticism about this exercise are all parts. Treat them like you would any other part. Welcome them. Welcome that skepticism, for example. Let it know you appreciate how it's trying to help you. Ask what it is afraid would happen if you weren't skeptical. You get the idea. You might need to remind these parts they're not going in the room or taking any risks with this person in real life. You just want to get an idea of what would happen when they let you, in your God image, be present outside the room. If your parts did step back, you might have begun to spontaneously experience qualities of your God image emerging. You might have suddenly felt curious about why the person acted the way he or she did. Or you were able to see the situation from that person's perspective and better understand their behavior. Maybe you still don't want to get near them, but feel less of a need to change him or her. The person's image might have changed, maybe becoming less irritating or scary, or a little smaller. Different, isn't it? But if your parts were willing to step back and give you access to your God image, you felt how beautiful it is. If we took it a step further, once you had access to your God image, by inviting all the parts that are present to step back or unblend, your God image could actually have a healing experience with these parts. Perhaps you had a part that was afraid of the person in the room. With great tenderness, your God image could ask that fearful part how it came to be afraid and what it needed to feel safe. That part could share its experience without fear of judgment or pressure to change, and then experience the love, safety, and compassion of the power of God within you and be calmed and healed. Most of us have no experience relating to ourselves or our parts or God in this way. Take a few more moments now to reflect on this God image that you were able to access during this exercise. Notice how it impacted your thoughts and feelings toward this other person and anything else you may have experienced during this exercise.